At the top of our program today, one in four local government officials around Michigan say the roads and bridges in their jurisdictions are in poor condition. But there appears to be little agreement among those same officials on how to generate the billions of dollars needed to repair that infrastructure. Those are among the findings in a new survey out of the University of Michigan. About once a month, U of M's Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy, Close Up, seeks out Michigan county and township and municipal officials and gets their views on an issue facing the state. This time around, it was the roads. Sarah Mills is with the center, and their acronym, again, is Close Up. Sarah is a project manager of the Michigan Public Policy Survey. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks, Mark.
Explain to our listeners who exactly you surveyed here.
So the Michigan Public Policy Survey is sent to local officials in all cities, townships, villages, and counties in Michigan. So that's city mayors, township supervisors, clerks, county board of commissioners.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know there are over 1,000 townships in Michigan. How many individuals did you actually run these questions by?
So this... This particular data comes from our fall survey, and we heard back from 73% of jurisdictions, so that's 1,356 jurisdictions that our responses are drawn from.
Okay, so this was last fall. This was, just for the record, this was before the legislature put Proposal 1 on the table.
Exactly. It ran from October to early December, so nothing was on the ballot yet.
Okay.
At that point.
Well, it's become almost reflexive for Michiganders to describe the state's roads as very bad, but... thanks to this survey, we can assign percentages to that here now, at least in terms of these local officials. I mentioned that one in five describe the roads as poor in their jurisdictions. What other key numbers emerged there?
Sure. So 19% of local leaders said that their roads are overall in good condition, and the majority, 57%, said that their roads are fair. So not good, but not poor.
Okay. And again, 19% saying that they came in poor. How did you respond to that 1 in 5 number, that 19%? Was that lower than you expected?
Well, I think it is lower than what most people would expect. The scale that we gave our respondents to respond to, this good, fair, poor system, is something that's used by road engineers. And so I think local officials assign a different meaning to the adjective poor than what everybody else would. What we saw was, you know, there aren't good roads either. They're not saying that they're all poor, but they're not good.
Okay. I'm also wondering if just a matter of pride entered into this thing. When you ask a local official about the roads in his or her jurisdiction, they might be a little bit more apt to say that they're not as bad in their jurisdiction as they are maybe in the county over or something like that. Do you think that's in play here?
I think it could be. I think, though, that we also heard that they might not be in poor condition yet, but people are worried that they're going to get in poor condition in the future if something isn't done on road funding.
Hmm. We are exploring how local and county officials across Michigan feel about the roads in their jurisdictions, the roads and bridges, and about how to deal with them. Sarah Mills is our guest. Sarah is a project manager with the Michigan Public Policy Survey at the University of Michigan's Ford School, and their latest survey involving roads and bridges just came out yesterday. Now, your survey, Sarah, tossed out the sales tax idea as a standalone proposal here a few months ago. No other funding, just for roads. And again, this was before Prop 1 was officially on the table. And Proposal 1, as we know, does include other items, earned income tax credits and revenue sharing. That said, how did the respondents respond to that?
So 43% of our respondents supported the idea of a standalone increase in the state sales tax, and 38% opposed it. There was really no differences along party lines among our local leaders, but we did have more support for a sales tax increase by leaders in the largest communities in the state. So those are ones with more than 10,000 people.
And why?
Well, I think that's because we also found that the roads are in the worst condition in those larger communities.
Was there a geographical breakdown to the conditions of the roads? Did you notice that?
So in addition to this population size, what we found is in southeast and southwest Michigan, the state trunk lines and county primary roads were in the worst shape, but our rural areas don't necessarily have great roads either. The UP, for example, their local roads are in the worst shape in the state. 40% of respondents there said that their local roads were in poor condition.
So the really heavily traveled roads and the really less traveled roads seem to be in the worst shape.
Exactly. Yeah. The best roads in the state seem to be in kind of the east central region, the tip of the thumb, and from north of Lansing to about Houghton Lake.
Hmm. Some backers of the sales tax are claiming that the numbers that you've put out there are kind of irrelevant now, given Proposal 1. Roger Martin, who heads a group that supports the sales tax hike, points out that the Michigan Association of Counties, the Michigan Townships Association, and the Michigan Municipal League, those organizations have all endorsed Proposal 1. Given that, and I'm asking you to read between the lines here, I suppose, if you ask that same question today, do you think fewer than 38% would oppose a sales tax increase?
It's possible. I mean, we know from survey research that when you give people a specific plan to react to, you're going to get slightly different numbers than when you ask things as standalone hypotheticals. Having the support of MTA, MML, MAC, who are all our partners too in the survey, could certainly shift local leaders' opinions. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that this isn't just the Proposal 1 isn't just about road funding might also shift it in the other direction, too.
Exactly. That's a good point, too. The survey asks how much local governments are able to get done on their own. And this is short of any help from state government. What did you learn there?
So what we heard was that a majority are just able to keep up with short-term road fixes like filling potholes. Very few have been able to take a long-term approach to road maintenance. And most of them say that they can't keep up. So a majority of local leaders say that it would be a significant problem just to maintain the roads if the state doesn't significantly increase funding. If you want to improve the roads, a whole bunch more people say that it would be a significant problem to improve road conditions.
And how much do county and township and local officials say that they need? I think you got into that in the survey.
We did. Almost 80% of local leaders estimate that they would need a 50% increase or more in state funding just to maintain the roads. What's interesting is even where roads are already in good condition, a majority of local officials say that they need at least 50% more funding.
Hmm.
And where road conditions are poor, obviously people need more money just to maintain the roads. Now, if you wanted to improve the roads, more than half of our respondents said that they would need road funding, state road funding, to at least double.
Wow. That's not too big of a surprise considering the price tag for this. We're accustomed to talking about billions of dollars being necessary to repair this thing. So, and they arguably historically, roads and bridges and infrastructure has been neglected here in Michigan. I think just about everybody agrees on that. Sarah Mills is a project manager at Close Up, the University of Michigan's Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at U of M's Ford School. Their latest survey came out involving roads and bridges. Just came out yesterday out of Close Up, the Michigan Public Policy Survey. The differences across the state are interesting, but I notice local roads in the UP, as you pointed out, appear to be in the worst. These are the worst roads in the state, correct?
That's right. That, according to local officials themselves, that's what we found.
You queried local officials on the impact that substandard roads have on these communities. Let's connect those dots, too. How serious is the impact, according to these local officials?
So when we're looking at local officials who say that their roads are in poor condition right now, 58%, so the majority, say that they think that the road conditions are having negative impacts on local economic development, and 52% say that road conditions negatively impact their emergency response capability, so the ability to for fire trucks and EMS folks to get to emergencies.
Mm-hmm. You also asked about how to pay for road and bridge improvements, and you discovered little consensus there, which sounds like a reflection of the legislature. What can you tell us about that?
Right. So we gave, as you noted earlier, some standalone hypothetical options for funding roads. There were 9 different options, and the most consensus was on increasing fees for overweight trucks. We had 75% of jurisdictions think that that was a good idea. Other popular options were leasing road right-of-way and state property for telecommunications towers or billboards, increasing traffic violation fees. But the real heavy hitters, the ones where we're actually going to be able to raise the money that local leaders say that they need, again, there was, which are the state sales tax and the gas tax increase, we didn't have a majority support among our officials.
You also asked the people that you surveyed here a kind of a hypothetical involving the failure of a sales tax increase. If that happens, local officials, I take it, are not confident about their capacity to compensate for that lost revenue. What are the numbers there?
You're right that we asked a question like that. Because ours went out before Proposal 1 actually was on the ballot, we didn't specifically ask about the failure of Proposal 1. But we did ask what would happen if the state didn't come up with more money for roads.
I see. Okay.
And what we found was only 26% of local officials think that the residents would be willing to raise additional revenue locally. So that would be through, for example, a road millage.
And does your survey make any particular recommendations, or do you not get into making recommendations?
Well, the Michigan Public Policy Survey really tries to inform state and local policy by providing opinion data from across the state rather than providing specific recommendations.
Okay.
But our big takeaway messages from this report are that local governments largely agree that they need a lot more money for roads. Most local governments are already spending their own money on roads. About 81% spend their own local revenue on roads. Mm. And very few think that their citizens will go for raising additional money at the local level. So based on how local governments have told us, they've coped with low road funding in recent years. If the state doesn't come up with more money, either through Proposal 1 or some other agreement, we're probably going to see further cuts to road maintenance, possibly cuts to other local services and staff so that money can go towards roads, and perhaps some more collaboration among local road agencies to make road dollars go farther.
Interesting stuff. We want to thank our guest, Sarah Mills, project manager of the Michigan Public Policy Survey out of the University of Michigan Ford School for Public Policy. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Mark.